I said, oh, it's one thing. His kind of softened up. I don't believe this mess going to last many more years.
No, I don't think so either.
It's going to soon quit. Now the colored lady and a colored man, they come out here to see if they get a job. She's a teacher, and her husband's a teacher. Both of them look very bright and intelligent. And I told him, I said, well, we got a mighty good principal there, Mr. I've been doing this as a boy. And they want to go and talk to him. They want to get in not the high school, but this the junior school.
Yeah.
They got a junior high. Mm-hmm. And I believe, I'm going to try to find out, I believe they're going to meet him. You know, he's very intelligent. He didn't want to ask for the high chef job. He just want to get in the junior's department.
Mm-hmm. Probably make a very good addition to the community, too. You'd probably enjoy it. Would they be living out here, you think?
I don't know whether they'd be living out here, whether they'd be living. They're not even in this state. They come from another state down in Florida. They heard about, you know, Florida is very weak for really good classical teachers who got the know-how.
Yeah.
It's weak. And so I told him to go and talk to Mr. Manuels. He was going to see him. And I believe he'll give him a job.
Well, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be fine.
Well, I tell you, you know, the thing about Florida, they've got a lot of people who come in to Florida from outside. That's one thing.
Yeah, those folks come in.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a real good principal up there, Mr. He was born and bred here. I know his father. His father was over at the Great Big Filling Station. He's dead. But this boy, we used to call him Boom as his nickname. But he's seen me, he hasn't left home reason. Raised, he's still there.
Well, that's...
And so, we have had, and now of course we had a nice school closed down right there for foolishness. You all come from Gainesville?
No, we're from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you that number two. Since you want to know about the situation of the black kid talking to an old black man. Well, right where I live at, if you're going back towards High Springs, I'm living in a white house, large house. And so I was kind of working with the school board and buying property thing. We got together, and here's the offer to give the colored people. Some outfits said, if you buy the land, we'll build you a school. Well, the first thing we done, we got together the colored folks, and Dr. Hussey owned the land. And he charged us for 400 acres of land. Way back in the thing was cheap. $400. But we got together and we got together and we raised that money. Well, the outfit didn't have a thing to do. They stick the drum and build a school. And so they got there and they built the school. Well, they never do a good job of it, because where they built it, it leaked, but we could do something about it. And then our fits your contract. The thing leaked, but we made out with it in arm. And it had four rooms to it. Didn't have no indoor toilet at the time.
Just had a little house.
Yeah. And so later on, we didn't have no sparking place out there for playground. I got with the group. Man here, and I said, Mr. Tuzzy said, well, Thompson, if you want, I'll sell you all two more acres for $40 a day. That's way less than 100.
Yeah.
And so we bought two more acres. That made it then a large playground.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built a little building then for the kindergarten. So they still use it for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stayed in that for a long time. We were getting along well, had good teachers. And after a while, they put a freeze on that. Closed that school down.
Look like they're doing more closing than opening, doesn't it?
Yeah, freezing it out. And then the teacher was here, they sent some to